Instead of putting a cracker under a politician, why not some TNT?
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome to the Mind Medicine Program in association with Mind Medicine Australia. I'm Charles Covis, your host. I'm Australasia's passion provocateur. This show is all about how and why your mind matters. Insights into mental health issues and health issues of all descriptions. And today's focus is going to be on general health rather than mental health. Mind Medicine Australia, this show supports Mind Medicine Australia. Let me tell you about MMA. We're delighted to support this wonderful mental health charity. This is Australia's leading not-for-profit organisation working on the use of medicinal psilocybin and MDMA-assisted therapies to treat a range of mental illnesses. Mind Medicine Australia exists to help alleviate the suffering caused by our accelerating mental illness epidemic in Australia through expanding the treatment options available to medical practitioners and their patients. Unlike current treatments such as antidepressants, which only manage the illness and can have nasty side effects, psilocybin and MDMA-assisted therapies have been scientifically proven to be a safe and effective cure for anxiety, depression, end-of-life stress, addictions, and post-traumatic stress disorder after just a short treatment program. These medicines are also currently being researched for dementia, eating disorders, and obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, as the experts say. Results from over 160 trials indicate that the medicines are safe and non-addictive when administered within a medically controlled environment and lead to remissions in 60 to 80% of patients after just two or three medicinal sessions in combination with psychotherapy. There have been no adverse events in over 3,000 patients. Both medicines have been granted breakthrough therapy status in the USA to fast-track their approval. This designation is only given to medicines which may prove to be vastly superior to existing treatments. Although, as you all know, dear listeners, whether you're listening live or on a recording, this process was certainly not put in place for the jabs allegedly called vaccines in relation to COVID-19. Mind Medicine Australia is dedicated to helping the rapidly emerging global movement to spread awareness and ensure these medicines are available via the medical system. So psilocybin and MDMA, two amazing solutions. There are others, and I'll tell you more about it at the top of the hour for the next with my next interview. But Mind Medicine Australia is solving so many problems. It's a wonderful journey. Look up the website, and we're delighted to be supporting them. Now, this program also covers passion. And I'm Australasia's passion provocateur. And I say to you that your health is crucially linked to whether or not you are pursuing your passion. Now, I've been a passion provocateur for 28 years as a speaker, as an executive coach, as a facilitator. And when you are pursuing your passion, everything changes. When you are pursuing your passion, you'll never work another day in your life. So the tragedy is that in Australia, less than 20% of people are actually pursuing their passion. So if you're listening to this and you're not pursuing your passion because you don't know what it is or you think it's unsafe to do so, trust me, in these extraordinary times in which we live, where our whole lives are, our whole system of living is at risk with the globalist agenda, you pursuing your passion is going to become ever more important. And its link to mental health is that passion comes from your soul, not your mind. And you need to have a healthy mind. But if you don't have a healthy soul, healthy spirit, you will struggle. But when you have a healthy spiritual life, your mental problems magically reduce. So that's why passion is so important. And that's why I'm the host of this Mind Medicine program, and with my co-host Tanya de Jong, who can sometimes be heard on this program, which is available. Tanya is a co-founder of Mind Medicine Australia, and it's a charity, and she founded it because she so felt for people suffering mental stress when there are much better solutions. And this program also covers much more depending on who our audience is. Sorry, who our guest is for each hour. Now, let me introduce you to today's first guest. Very excited to have Janine Brundle. Now, this is a CV worth listening to. As I was reading it, Janine, and Janine can hear us. I thought, wow, what an interesting lady. Now, I've known Janine for some time, but I haven't seen her, so she's going to tell me what she's been doing in the meantime. She's a naturopath, homeopath, nutritionist, CEO of a business, and an educator. She's a full-time professional homeopath, naturopath, nutritionist, a proud founder and owner of a private natural health clinic, the Alternative Health Clinic, in Mornington, Victoria. And if you're listening elsewhere in the world, if you haven't been to Victoria, then come to Victoria, or certainly come to Australia. Melbourne, the state, you know, Melbourne used to be the number one most livable city in the world, but our politicians have successfully destroyed that. So when you come to Melbourne, you'll be able to experience some part of how good it was. Janine has been in practice now for 13 years, both in Canberra and Melbourne, and also provides pro bono support where she can. Her training was through the esteemed School of Homeopathy in Devon, England, where she gained the highest possible qualifications. She's a professional member of the Australian Homeopathic Association and the Australian Registrar of Homeopaths. From experience and need, Janine evolved into specialising in toxicities and deficiencies in the body, as she found that overloads of toxins of all kinds, including heavy metals and deficiencies of essential minerals and vitamins, to be, in many cases, the underlying causes of your chronic diseases and her clients, of course, but yours as you're listening to this. Her testing is done in clinic, providing real-time answers. Another contributing factor to her clients' symptoms and to you is often the overlooked blood type factors and how it relates specifically to how we react to life, our emotions, and our diet. Janine has a passion for providing positive and safe health solutions for the whole family, supporting all conditions and symptoms from autism to autoimmune problems, from allergies, thyroid, and fibromyalgia, often brought about due to a high level of toxicity. However, more recently, Janine's clients have presented mostly with brain fog and fatigue, along with unusual rashes and heart symptoms. And I'm sure, Janine, you've been noticing a brand new disease that's appeared called suddenitis, where people, young people particularly, are suddenly dying. Oh, what a shock. They don't wake up in the morning. Even the daughter of the president of the South Australian Medical Association didn't wake up. No underlying problems. Sudden, unexplained. So, Janine, welcome to the Mind Medicine Program.
Hello, Charles. Lovely to be with you today. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, well done on your journey. Now, I want to start off with a controversial proposition to you. It is my belief, and I use homeopathy, and I confess I should have come to see you. I go to a homeopath, a very good homeopath in Melbourne, who I played football with in the 70s. And I have consulted with you previously, but it is my contention that the reason why Queen Elizabeth is still the Queen of England at the age of 96 is because she has been a homeopathy user for all of her life, and the House of Windsor the whole of its life. And I say to you, and second part of my proposition is, it is my information that Prince Philip died after he was jabbed, having been using homeopathy all of his life. So yes, there you are.
That's my belief too. The royal family have been using homeopathy for hundreds of years. It's proven to be so safe and gentle. The Queen takes with her on her travels a kit, a little homeopathic kit, and she never goes away without it. She even treats her dogs, her corgis, with homeopathy. She had a private personal homeopathic doctor, Dr. Peter Fisher. Unfortunately, he passed away about 2 years ago, but up until then, most of his career, he was her private homeopath, which not many people know.
Dr. Peter who?
Fisher.
Peter Fisher, beautiful, because I know another Peter Fisher here in Melbourne.
He passed, unfortunately, but he was an amazing homeopath. I had the joy of meeting him at a conference when he came out to Sydney a few years ago. Lovely man. But, yes, the royal family thrive and are incredibly healthy because I do firmly believe because of homeopathy. Yeah.
And you agree with my contention that that is your belief as well, that Prince Philip died as a consequence of having these jabs.
I thought that myself personally, yes, I did,
So tell us about homeopathy, because I'm disgusted with what the Australian medical regulators in this country, particularly APRA and TGA, have announced, and the nonsense that they sprout that there's no evidence that homeopathy works. But let's first start with, you know, the layman's guide to homeopathy.
It was created by Dr. Hahnemann, Samuel Hahnemann, quite a few hundred years ago. He was a doctor himself who was very disillusioned with the way the medical profession were going, even back then. And he thought there's got to be something better. So he looked at herbal tinctures, and he thought, okay, let's play around, but put this very simply, but let's play around with these herbal tinctures, realizing that every living thing has a vibration, has an energy to it. So he took one minute drop of a herbal tincture, put it in a bottle of 99 drops of liquid, pure water, I think it was, I'm not sure whether it was water or alcohol. And then he, what we call succussed it, which is banging, and he banged it many thousands of times. And then he tested it. And what he found was that the substance was even more powerful diluted than it was in a herbal tincture form. And the more you succuss it, the more powerful it is. So the substance reacts with or works with your body's energy and your body's vibration. Having the naysayers say, oh, but there's nothing in it but water. In actual fact, there has been many, many scientifically proven tests that there is a substance in there, and they've proven that it does work. It works with your body's energy, not against it, like modern medicine. It doesn't suppress. It helps the body to heal internally. It is incredibly safe because it is from Mother Nature, whether it be from botanics, minerals, animals, but it is all from Mother Nature, everything, every single remedy. And to say it doesn't work just boggles me, because I have proven over these last 13 years that it works incredibly powerful. And I've got so many testimonials. A simple case this morning, believe it or not, my granddaughter was playing netball and she banged her head with another participant, and she came home. She had this huge, big, red, bruised eye, and her face was all puffy and she looked a mess. So my daughter rang out and said, quick, Mum, what can I give her? So I said, give her arnica and apis, which are two beautiful classic homeopathic remedies. And she sent me a picture half an hour later, and you wouldn't believe the difference. Whereas if she had gone down the modern trail, she would still probably be in the emergency ward in the hospital, still waiting for some nurse to come and say, oh, take an ice pack and a Disprin and go home. So I've proven over and over again, it does work. But the thing is, you have to get the right remedy. And that's what doctors don't understand. It's not one size fits all. You have to look at each individual case and find a remedy that suits that case. Yeah, so that's
what,
the difference.
What, you mean unlike vaccine mandates in this country that are mandated on every person regardless of their condition?
Exactly. Yeah, so we, us homeopaths, look, that's why I take a good hour and a half with my first consults, because I like to get to know my clients and to find out what makes them tick. Because you could, a classic case of maybe people having trouble sleeping, right? Instead of taking a normal on-the-counter sleeping pill, I ask them, what's going on in their lives? Why can't you sleep? Is it you can't sleep because your brain's buzzing, or you're overexcited, you've eaten too much rich food, you're distressed or you're stressed? There's so many different causes for symptoms, and that's what you've got to drill down and find out their specific need, right? And
yes, that's the cause of the problem, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, as you say, modern chemicalized medicine only treats the symptom. And dear listeners, I want to tell you about an experience I had similar to Janine, what you're describing with your granddaughter today. I started coming out in spots. Now, this is a shedding issue, I believe. So yes. I have not been jabbed. Yeah. I will never be jabbed. I moderated a global meeting on Monday with Dr. Judy Mikovits, an amazing woman who said it is the unjabbed who are going to save humanity. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I came out in spots over my chest. If I'd have gone to a doctor, he wouldn't have known what it was and say, put this cream on it, put all this stuff on it.
Sorry to interrupt, but what they do say is, I don't know what it is, go and see a specialist. And the specialist is booked out for 12 months. So, you know.
Is that what
Yeah, I've had clients tell me that. They come in with rashes and that's what their doctors have told them. Yeah, they pass it on.
Well, there you are. In fact, I read that on your CV. You're people with unusual rashes.
Yes.
I don't have any heart symptoms. I haven't got a heart. You know, but anyway, so I went to Tony, my homeopath, Tony von Moger, who I'm sure you know, and his dad looked after me when I was 9 years of age, you know, with asthma. Gosh. Anyway, so I get this homeopathic drop. It tastes like having gin. I think there's alcohol in it for sure.
There is, yes, there is.
It was just 8 drops, 3 times a day, like in 3 days, half gone, in a week, totally gone.
Yes, I agree. Shedding is a real thing. And the rashes.
So explain shedding, because in a lot of the meetings that I'm moderating, people are saying, is shedding happening? So give us your view on that.
Very basically, or what it is, yeah. It is shedding. Your body emits the same as you perspire, the same as you have body odor. Your body is trying to excrete these toxins, right? It's trying to get rid of it, so it gets rid of it through the skin. Shedding is a real thing. I didn't have the vaccine, my partner did. He came home and about 2 days later, I was sitting there and I had absolute severe chills and horrible headaches at the back of my head, and it was from him shedding. And it's a very real thing.
Excellent, everybody, because this is what happens to Julie and I when we now go to functions with all these jabbed people and we come home and we have a big impact. All right, everybody, we're going to go for a quick ad break on TNT Radio. It's great to be here. I'm here with Janine Brundle, an expert in health. I'm Charles Coves, your host for the Mind Medicine Program. We'll be back shortly.
Trish Wood on TNT Radio.
I thought, well, that's kind of like the end of the war. And then there was another piece that I saw in, I believe it was the Jerusalem Post, which said that two sides are still talking at very high levels. So what I'm wondering is, why am I having to look for that kind of information? Why isn't that top of mind during the newscasts who are instead focusing on refugees and crying babies wrapped in Ukrainian flags waiting at the border? I mean, it would seem to me that those concessions by Zelensky might be a game changer.
Well, yes, but it's a game changer that doesn't favour the current geopolitical, should we say, motivations and aims of the US at the moment.
Trish Wood on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
The United States government has declared you an enemy of the state. For the first time in history, a foreign journalist has been charged under the U.S. Espionage Act for publishing truthful information about war crimes. If convicted, our right to free press is over. We have been led to despise the journalist charged by a massive smear campaign directed at both the left and the right, yet his record speaks for itself.
He's the only journalist to have never gotten it wrong.
The charges are opposed by all major human rights and free press organizations, but our once trusted news outlets have failed to inform us. It is not too late. We can demand the UK stop the extradition of journalist and publisher Julian Assange. We can demand the Department of Justice drop the charges. Call UK Home Secretary Priti Patel at 020-7219-3528 or call the Department of Justice at 202-514-2000. They are not after him. They're after us.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SavedByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is today's News Talk Radio,
TNT. Great to be back with you. I'm Charles Coves on the Mind Medicine Program. My guest in this first hour is Janine Brundle, a wonderful expert on health. And this is election day. So here we are. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Australia on the East Coast. We've got 4 more hours to vote on a crucial election. So I wonder what's going to happen. And the amazing thing that's happening is of 17 million voters in this country, 7 million votes have already been cast in what are called pre-poll and postal vote processes. 7 million out of 17 million in a potentially close election. So it's quite likely that we won't hear the results for some time to come. And when you look back at the American election and the shenanigans that went on there, that's quite an interesting phenomenon that is very new. And the predictions are that the what I call the freedom-fighting emerging parties are going to have the biggest vote, the biggest support that they've had in Australia's entire history. So interesting times as I'm sitting here with Janine, a health expert. Now, Janine, when I was 13, I went to my first naturopath, and you're a naturopath and a nutritionist. I went in when I was 13 years of age, and now I'm almost 70. I don't have a doctor. There were only 2 naturopaths in Melbourne at the time. This guy was Lawrence Armstrong, famous for many reasons. And my family, my dad transformed his life. We, as a family, we've understood the value of nutrition. And I've never understood the distinction between a naturopath and a nutritionist. So can you enlighten us?
Okay, so a naturopath covers all areas of health, right? It doesn't matter what you walk in with, any symptom, whereas a nutritionist only looks at what you're eating and your diet and how your body is affected by your food. What I find, though, is that in many cases, you are what you eat, and you walk and talk what you ate the day before. You walk and talk that the next day, and many people don't realise how toxic food can be. And if they change their diet, then often most of the symptoms, for example, heartburn, reflux, all that type of digestive issues, constipation, it goes away. But what I have found specifically, it is very much related to your blood type. Because what an O blood type person should eat is the exact opposite to what an A blood type person should be eating. And it is amazing the difference that if you change your diet to suit your blood group, then you will be quite surprised at how food is medicine for you and how it does make you well. But you've got to eat the right foods for your blood type. So it's no good saying, like you know, the dietitians will say, oh, you've got to have lots of grains and you've got to have minimal meat and lots of dairy. But for O blood types, if you had lots of dairy and lots of wheat and grains, you would find that you would get very depressed, very mucousy, and very bloated and unwell, right? You need to keep away from wheat and grains, most grains, and you need to keep away from dairy products, and you need to eat a good amount of red meat and vegetables and fruits. However, if an A blood type person was to sit down and eat meats and lots of heavy protein meals, they would find that over time their digestive system would be really struggling, and they would have a lot of heartburn and reflux, and because their digestive system is very gentle and it's not able to handle a lot of proteins like the O blood type people are. So there's very, very big differences there between the two blood types, right? And when I explain this to people, their eyes light up and they think, oh my gosh, it's that simple. All I have to do is to cut out coffee, cut out wheat, cut out dairy. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing. The
energy. How many blood types are there?
4 main ones. O is the original one, the caveman one. Then A, many thousands of years later. That's so O blood type is 45% of the world's population. A is 40%. Then you've got B, which is 11%. And then you've got AB, which is 4%. So they're gradually increasing.
A is 40, B is 11.
Yeah, and AB is 4%.
Oh, beautiful. That adds up to 100%.
Yeah. So, but what I find is when I ask my clients what blood group they are, that often then relates to many of their health conditions, their emotional state as well. You would be amazed at how many times, I'd say 99% of my A blood type women in particular that come to me suffer from anxiety and panic attacks, whereas O blood types tend to suffer more on depression and anger issues. So that's the difference in emotional states as well. So it all dovetails, it all fits in. If you know your blood group, then you are far more able to understand your health and well-being and what you should eat. And you can do that easily on your own. You don't need a doctor or you can take that on board and research and do that very easily as long as you know your blood type.
Well, I'm amazed. I must have my blood type in my record somewhere, but I wouldn't be able to tell you what my blood type is.
Yeah, no, well, you need to sort of go and get it tested.
No, that's I mean, in fact, I'm going to advise that to my listeners on my Charles Kervis show tomorrow.
It is absolutely. And it's been this has been around for many years now. I think it started off with a naturopath, Dr. D'Amo in America, when he realized that his clients were presenting with very symptoms that were all alike with different blood groups. So he created this Eat Right for Your Type, and it's been around for a long, long time. And it's not a fad diet. It is actually really works. It worked for me. I proved it when I was in my early 30s. I was thinking I would be a health addict and I'd be vegetarian and I'd do all the right things and eat beans and lentils and save the cows and not have any meat. And after about 5 years, I was really sick, lethargic. I was quite obese and no energy whatsoever, and I couldn't work out what was wrong. And as the universe provides, I go to a seminar and this guy was talking about eating for your blood group. And I suddenly thought, oh my gosh, I'm eating all the wrong foods. So literally about 2 weeks later, I stopped all the foods that I shouldn't be eating. 2 weeks later, I was a different person. It was amazing. I went back to eating meat and vegetables, cut out all dairy, cut out all wheat, just incredible. So I have proven it myself and I know that it works.
So, dear listeners, find out your blood type, eat right for your type. And the other exciting thing about this program, Janine, is I'm talking to people like you. It reminds me of stuff that I've heard this before. Totally, yes. It's been out of my consciousness for 20 years.
Yes,
because I'm healthy, but
yes.
I think so many people are confused about there are so many new fad diets coming out with
That's
new
right.
solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, they're confused.
And the thing is, we need to go right back to basics, keep it simple, and it doesn't matter what blood group you are, keep well away from any preserved food, any man-made, manufactured food. I'm absolutely horrified that a classic example is many people now are quite constipated, so they go, say, for the brand Metamucil. Guess what? There is artificial sweetener in Metamucil. Now, hello, that is so dangerous and it's so, it's a poison. And so many people are drinking Diet Cokes and sugar-free Coke and sugar-free stuff and thinking that, oh, I'm going to be healthy. In actual fact, they're killing themselves. It's a toxic poison. It's amazing me. It amazes me what toxins the food manufacturers are allowed to get away with.
Let's talk about this food toxicity because I, as you were talking about eat right for your type, I was then going, well, does that mean my toxicity comes because I'm eating the wrong food? Well, perhaps. In other words, it's not doing us much good. But there's another element of toxicity which you're talking about, which is the chemicals that are put in all of this stuff.
Exactly. An example is aluminium, which everybody nowadays has high levels of aluminium in their body. Now, it comes in many forms. It is the most prevalent toxic metal on the planet, so we can't help to absorb some of it, like in white potatoes in the soil, soybeans in the soil. They also put aluminium, the council put aluminium in the council water to folliculate it or to clear it. They put it in toothpaste. Their underarm deodorant is loaded with aluminium. All anti-acid like Gaviscon, that's loaded with aluminium, yeah? And it's incredibly toxic because it slows you down. It is proven to be the precursor for Alzheimer's and dementia. It is a toxic metal that gives you brain fog. And I don't know how many times my clients have come in to me, even the young mums now, and they say, I have got brain fog. I can't remember what I'm doing. I can't remember anything now. And it's just not like me. And these, my clients are getting younger and younger. Back in the 60s, 70s, nobody had brain fog, right? It wasn't an issue. Now, every second person has it. So when we do the testing in clinic, more often than not, we will discover that they have very high levels of aluminium in their body. And that is a big contributor to brain fog.
So brain fog, food toxicity then raises our aluminium levels and other metals?
There's lead. Lead's another big one, and mercury and cadmium. Again, when you know your blood group, you are automatically then going to know what susceptibilities you have with regards to metals and minerals. So I collated all of my thousands of tests that I have done over the years, and I had a data analysis scientist put all of the figures together, and it was incredible what we discovered, that O blood types are very low in iodine. Chronically low in iodine, right? And very high in aluminium. And also they have low magnesium. Now, when you have high levels of aluminium, you're automatically going to have very low levels of silica, right? Because the two cannot be cohabiting in the body. The body doesn't absorb silica when there's aluminium there, when there's aluminium present. Now, silica is needed for our bones and our strength and our courage and our hair, right, and good skin, right, good, clean, healthy skin. So not only are people going around with high levels of aluminium, which is causing slowness of thinking, but they've also got this huge deficiency of silica, right, which is affecting their skin and their hair and their strength. Iodine for O blood types is incredibly important because, again, it is a detoxer. It's great for energy. It's great for depression. It's our energy giver, but only for O blood types. A blood types, on the other hand, have other bigger issues. They tend to be very low in chromium, right, and very low in phosphorus. Now, both of those minerals are essential for energy. So what I find is in a lot of cases that especially the older people, when I test an A blood type and I discover that they have very low chromium, that can be a precursor to diabetes, because chromium, when you're lacking chromium, you crave for sugar, you crave for energy foods, right? So you go for the quick fixes and the chocolates and the sugar. But if we supplemented them with chromium and phosphorus, then they don't have that sugar craving, and then the body doesn't get used to the highs and lows of the sugar, the need for sugar in their body, so they can bypass that diabetes. But it's a very common thing. So you could, if we catch it early enough, you can diabetes.
What a beautiful description of the complexity of the body. Now, two propositions I want to put to you. Number one, my father in the late 60s, having gone to Lawrence Armstrong, who's deceased many years ago, my dad taught me that the greatest cause of disease, and I won't ask you, I'll put this proposition, he said to me, and I have tested this, he said to me, the single greatest cause of disease in humans is constipation.
Possibly, yeah. Because
interesting, that was Lawrence Armstrong. taught
yeah,
that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And that much of the constipation comes from dehydration because most people are drinking crappy diet Coke instead of water.
Yes, if you go to the toilet regularly, then that means you have got a good diet, which means your body is eliminating and processing really well. So, yes, I would have to agree on that, yeah.
Because if you just collect it in your body, then you just it's just a...
Sorry to interrupt, an interesting thing that aluminium, high levels of aluminium in the body does create constipation. It does slow you down physically as well as mentally. So when it slows you down physically, of course, your body's not going to move and eliminate as you would like, you know, daily, on a daily basis, at least daily. So, yes, it's all very synergistic, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It reminds me of that wonderful joke about the most important part of the body, you know, the heart said this, the ear said this, and then the rectum said, I am, we won't say that.
It's true, it's very true.
And then they all laughed at the rectum, and so he shut up shop and no time at all.
Exactly. You know. I think it's one of us homeopaths have a bit of a laugh when we can prove that if somebody debunks homeopathy and they're prepared to try it just to prove that it's wrong, we would give them aluminium as a remedy, and within a few days they would be incredibly constipated. So that's a nice little trick that we like to do.
I love it. Well, we have to go to a break. I'm thoroughly enjoying this. I want to come back to the complexity of the human body, Janine. I'm with Janine Brundle. You're here on the Mind Medicine Program. I'm Charles Kobes, your host. We'll be back shortly.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th. With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Jeremy Beck.
Former President Donald Trump has made many wise choices in endorsing Republican candidates for the midterm elections. For the primary elections to date, only one of Trump's 59 endorsed candidates has lost, indicating that American voters generally agree with his judgment. Trump's endorsement of Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey last Tuesday is particularly important for this week's primary election to ensure Massey has a resounding win. Although Trump has previously denounced Massey, this turnaround is an endorsement for one of America's most admirable congressmen. Massey has fought hard against medical tyranny, passionately opposing vaccine and mask mandates. He has fought for 9/11 truth. He has opposed the military-industrial complex in profiting from senseless wars. Importantly, he opposes most of his Republican colleagues for meddling in the Ukrainian conflict and risking world war. I'm Jeremy Beck for TNT Radio.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you want the jibby jab, all right, enough, then you've come to the wrong station. We mandate that the truth be told. Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
We mandate that the truth be told. That's what the Mind Medicine Program is also about, truth. There's no political correctness happening on this program. I'm Charles Kobes, your host. I'm with Janine Brundle, a wonderful expert on health, a naturopath, homeopath, nutritionist, CEO, and educator. Now, Janine, I want to talk to you about we were touching before the break on the complexity of the human body.
Yeah.
And I have taken a survey over the years. Many times I speak to doctors that I respect who are somewhat more enlightened than most doctors. And I ask them the question, to what extent does the whole of the medical profession, the doctor profession, understand the functioning of the human body? And not once has any of these intelligent, experienced doctors said more than 5%. A number of them have said less than 1% we understand. My question to you is that a fair assessment? And secondly, give us a sense of the complexity of the human body.
It's a very fair assessment. I've heard that they only have like 4 hours of training in all their medical profession on nutrition. You know, that says a lot, doesn't it?
Mm.
But, you know, the medical profession, they're on a completely different planet anyway. So the my learnings over the years about the human body is that in many instances, I know food comes into play and external influences come into play, but in many instances, your dis-ease or your symptoms come from your mental state or traumas or something that you have gone through or are going through in your life, right? Many, many times, this is why I like to spend a good hour and a half with my clients, because I actually sit and talk to them about their life. Who are they? What have they gone through? And I ask, have you suffered any traumas or stress or grief, major grief in your life? Many, many times they will say, yes, I have had this, I've been abused as a child, or I had this huge trauma, or I had this amazing, I had this big accident and I've never been well since. There's always been a trigger for their dis-ease, right? The body is in a dis-ease, right? So it presents, the body then presents as either a rash or a classic example. I don't like to sort of box people too much, but arthritis is a form of tension, right? But it starts with tension, thought patterns of being tense and angry, yeah? Mm. So rashes, again, can be symptoms of stress and also of don't look at me, I'm not comfortable in my skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a classic, the way we look at bursitis or frozen shoulder is that the body is wanting to throw something or to get angry at somebody, but it's restraining itself. It's not, it's saying, no, I can't get angry. I can't show my true emotions. So each hips, for instance, or feet issues are perhaps the body or the inability to move on in life. So often when we look at our physical symptoms, we have to say, well, what's going on in the mental state? And more often than not, the person is going through some sort of stress, anxiety, trauma. Something has happened to trigger that dis-ease in the body. And then the body doesn't know how to express it other than in a physical symptom or a physical issue. So yeah, I love that side of it. Yeah.
So that complexity, the doctors are trained just to think that we're robots made up of a series of parts. And everybody, please note that your thoughts are a big factor in creating dis-ease in your body.
Very much.
And there's a wonderful book, The Science of Getting Rich, written in the late 19th century by Wallace Wattles. And he quotes, I think, the Bible that says, you will become what you think about most of the time.
Exactly.
You will become what you think. So take this then to brain fog, because here we are, you know, so the trauma that people have, so Mind Medicine Australia's work in getting PTSD and MDMA-assisted therapies, remarkable solutions. People who've suffered from 20 years of post-traumatic shock disorder, two or three treatments with psilocybin or MDMA clears it. So you're saying that this then manifests in their physical process. And on top of that, we've got brain fog, we've got toxicity, which then, how does that impact on our thought processes that then leads to our general health?
Well, it slows us down, doesn't it? It makes us depressed. And then, of course, because we are slow and depressed, then everything just gets worse and gets pear-shaped and just accumulates. I was in the hairdresser yesterday and I thought, oh, gosh, I don't really want to be here. The lady next to me was saying how she was so unwell since she had COVID. She was waking up at 3 in the morning and she couldn't breathe and she was tired and crying. And because of all that, then that is who she is and she can't seem to get out of it. There's no support to actually lift yourself up out of these doldrums and out of this state. It's very difficult to pick yourself up again, unless, of course, you have support with natural remedies. But there's nothing around. The medical profession cannot supply or cannot support you with helping you to lift your spirits and to get you to move on. So everybody's running around in a state of depression and being totally overwhelmed, very frightened and scared of what's going on, but they don't know how to help themselves.
Yes.
There's no support there for them, apart from, of course, homeopathy and your product. But, that's what I love about homeopathy is that there are beautiful, natural, safe answers for depression and anxiety, which no other profession can provide.
And indeed, when I look at everybody, you need to understand the inserts in all approved medicines, we'll call them drugs, that there are inserts that must be included. And when you look at these mental, these depression drugs, well, give me a couple of names, Janine, just so the people can identify.
Prozac?
Yeah, there's another one that's quite well known. But it's got contraindication. They call them side effects, but they're effects of being suicidal. You take these bloody things, and then if you want to go off them, you can't.
You are trapped on these. Yeah.
Oh, golly gosh. So then come to the Louise Hay's famous book, because as you were talking about thoughts create disease, my mind turned to her wonderful book, You Can Heal Your Life.
That's right, yes. That's a beautiful book, very, very true. And I often refer to it when I see my clients and, classic case of bursitis or frozen shoulder, and I look that up and I think, oh, yeah, that fits beautifully. This particular couple were perhaps thinking of divorcing because they were not happy together, and I'm thinking, oh, there's an interesting scenario. She wants to throw something at him. So, it fit beautifully. Yes.
Now, Janine, you are so I recommend to listeners who don't know the next step that getting hold of a book like Louise, which is holistic,
yes,
and my definition of health is the unique optimal balance for you of mental, physical, and spiritual elements. It's a unique optimum balance of mental, physical, and spiritual. And Louise Hay takes all that into account. So a great starting point when you look in that book for the list of symptoms, you go, okay, then it gives you a starting point. Okay, what am I going to do? Now, you are also the founder and creator of two products, Instant Calm Drops and Be Oiled. Now, when I saw Be Oiled, luxury organic face and baby oils, I was immediately, my mind turned to naughty things. But anyway, tell us about these products, Janine.
I'd love to. Well, Be Oiled started because I empathise with all my clients with skin issues because I had eczema as a child and I've always had skin issues and always will. And I couldn't find a product on the market that was good for my skin, that didn't have chemicals, and that I didn't react to. So I started to do some research, and good old Sophia Loren said that she used oil on her skin, and I thought, my gosh, she looks gorgeous, so if she can do it, I can do it. So I started to really work with organic oils. I started off with a makeup remover, an eye makeup remover in particular, because that is amazing. And then I evolved into a body oil and massage oil and, as you said, a personal lubricant oil, because many people over 50 or even 40 struggle with dryness down there and they still want to have a bit of fun. So there's a personal oil
A lot of fun.
So there's that personal oil there. But everything in the oil range is organic and pure, so you can use it with great confidence. And it's very luxurious because I put gold flakes in there, and gold is amazing for healing the skin and making the skin glow and look beautiful. So there's a little treat of luxury gold in the oils as well. But my big passion at the moment is my Instant Calm. Now, that is exactly what it says. Over the 13 years, as I said to you before, many of my clients came to me with chronic anxiety and panic attacks, and I was prescribing the same type of remedies or mixture of remedies for them. And I thought, this is so popular and it works so well that I actually need to give it a name and put it out there. So the last year during COVID, I gave it its own website, and it's got a special bottle, and I have a lovely lady, Jess, my sales lady going around to the health food stores selling it. It is a product that can supports you in time of panic attacks and anxiety, and it works incredibly fast. So you don't take it in case you need it. You take it when you need it to calm everything down, when you're in that state of hypervigilance, or when you're in that state of anxiety, something, you're in a shock, or you're fearful, or the kids are having a meltdown, or something's happened suddenly and you're in that high anticipatory state, then you take the drops and it brings you back right down, and it brings you back to a level where you, with of calmness, where you can cope and you can get on with the day, and you can, you know, have a bit of clarity in thinking. Now, I cannot advertise on my website that it is great for panic attacks and anxiety or anything physical, because you know, the way the government are. Mm-hmm. So I just keep it as instant calm oral drops, but it, I have proven it. Many, many of my clients have come back and said, oh, my gosh, it has saved me from panic attacks. I just take the drops and the panic attack goes away. Or they've given it to children who are very anxious, not wanting to go to school, very fearful, and they have a few drops and then off they go to school and they're okay, they're settled. It's one of those, it's made from homeopathics and flower essences, so it is all incredibly safe and gentle, but it is very, very powerful and non-toxic. You can give it to your pets. You can give it to babies. I love it because it is powerful and instant. Within seconds, it works within seconds. So that's my...
And where do I get hold of these? Because I can think of a number of people who would benefit from this. And by the way, dear listeners, I've had an instant test from our producer on the show, and also from my darling wife, who has come in to have a look at Janine's beautiful skin. So your skin does look radiant, and so where do we get bee oiled
calm drops? Both have their own websites. So just Google Instant Calm. It's www.instantcalm.com.au, and Be Oiled is www.beoiled.com.
Okay, so one's a .com, one's .com.au. That's
just Google Instant Calm Remedy and it'll come up, or Be Oiled Luxury Oils and that will come up too. Yeah.
Now, we're getting close to the end. We've got a few more. Janine, we've got a few more minutes. Now, I'm surprised. I thought you were in as a health practitioner for longer, but you said your bio said only 13 years.
Yeah,
did you come into as a practitioner late in life? Because you said you were interested in health early in life.
Yeah. My mum was always, even though she was a nurse, she was always sort of interested in the bush flower essences, and that's sort of an interest where it probably started. I had bad experiences with doctors in my early 20s, where they belittled me, they did inappropriate things and they were totally uncaring, and I was very angry with my doctor. So I thought, this is not right. I veered towards naturopathy, mainly because my husband, who is now passed, he had huge troubles with gout and migraines, and of course the doctors were not helping him, and they weren't getting anywhere, and he was suffering terribly. So we went to a naturopath and she gave him a herbal tincture, and within 2 weeks his gouts and his migraines all just disappeared, and we thought, wow. So that was probably the beginning. I've always had an interest in food, you are what you eat, and natural medicines. Always read books and passionate about that. So when I was in my 50s, you start to realize, because I was working as an executive assistant, and you start to realize, well, my gosh, you know, in 10 years time I'm going to have to retire from the commercial world. What am I going to do? And I certainly wasn't going to retire, because I felt that was just the beginning of my life, not the end of it. Actually, the story that started all my passion on homeopathy was I had a cough because of stress of moving and building a house and changing states. I had this tickly cough that wouldn't go away for about 6 months, and nothing would budge it. I'm thinking, oh, this is not right. It could be cancer of the throat, as you think, and all these horrible things. Anyway, a voice told me that I went to a homeopath and he gave me these drops and the cough literally went away within overnight. So
Janine, I'm coming to see you. I am coming to see you down at Mornington. You are just a goldmine. I could speak to you for 3 hours.
Sorry, I could waffle on for hours too.
No, but it's very important, very relevant. Thank you, Janine Brundle, for being here. She's available on the Mornington Peninsula. Check out her drops, her sites. I'm Charles Coves, host of the Mind Medicine program, back after the news at 2. Thanks for being with us, Janine. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.